the Earth. 250,000 miles from the Earth. They say it is very near the Earth, and that the Sun is very far away.
In the newspaper yesterday, there was an article about New York City. The city government is going bankrupt because they have asked the president for $1,500 million emergency aid because of crime and dirtiness and noise. All the rich people are leaving New York and they can't get any taxes from the poor people. So they don't have money to pay to run the city.
Yeah. Actually, New York, very big up here. Many quarters. And especially Second Avenue, those are very dark. The big governor, the central part, is also very dark. This civilization will collapse. It cannot be run as fourth class man, I say, because it is conducted by the fourth class. The gentlemen, why they are asking, are they not first class men? They could not manage.
Man, last night admitted that now I must leave and do my fourth class activities.
Fourth class man administered this like misadministration, not immediately detected. After some time, when the case is unmanageable, it will be detected. That's a fourth class man. Simply, the Western people do know how to earn money by hook and crook. So long the money is there, it is power, the first class. And when the money is finished, they are exposed. First class. Simply powered by money. No social structure, no spiritual understanding, no character, nothing of this.
The
still, India is so fallen. To 95% people living husband and wife, very peaceful. And Western countries, of course, it's not marriage then. Are they not first class? Even the husband and wife cannot continue peacefully then. What to see our fathers? Now this rascal Jawaharlal Nehru has introduced divorce in the Hindu society. Otherwise, in the Hindu society, separation between husband and wife is not even dreamt of. That it cannot be. However, there may be quarrelsome, and there is no question of separation. Husband and wife, they fight everywhere. I've seen my father and mother were fighting, I fought. But there is no question of separation. Never, either the husband can think of and the wife. In the life of Gandhi, there was fight between husband and wife, and Gandhi one day drove his wife, get out from my home. So she was put into the street and she began to cry. Where shall I go? Then Gandhi went, come on. And then Chanakya Pandit said, Babharambe Lugutri. The husband and wife may fight. It becomes very serious thing, but don't take off it as serious. This is my Hindu pleasure. Husband and wife quarrel should not get very serious. They find something and they need to. Why? This divorce, the divorce means it kills the whole family, right? The children go there, the father goes there, the mother goes there. That's it, so many kids.
Just like that girl who came 2 days ago, that Indian girl.
Uh-huh.
Her parents were separated, now she's living thousands of miles away with some boy.
They ask this part of India easy. They learn the art very well.
They are very Western. Western.
How can the position be reconciled if in Krishna consciousness the husband or the wife, wants to enjoy sense gratification but the other does not? Should there be separation then?
Did you say that? Sense enjoyment means not advance in Krishna consciousness. As soon as one is advancing in Krishna consciousness, his self-enjoyment spirit will be reduced. That is the case. Bhakti, darshan, bhavat, virakti, annakrasa. The test is how we are advancing in Krishna consciousness. The purpose of it, minimizing our senses, that is the best. Like, cure of the disease means diminishing the fever temporarily. This is the test.
What if that fever is not being diminished?
Then he should try to chant Hare Krishna mantra in a 16 rounds, 64 rounds. That is the way. 16 rounds is the minimum. Otherwise, the last circle was 300 circles. So you have to increase. That is the only way. If one has got determination, he'll make progress. Love it. That determination is very difficult. That determination. And I must push it on. Will you? That determination. They have asked to the central government, federal government, help.
In New York? Yes, they asked from the president, President Ford.
That is correct.
From president of government. Federal government, yes. And President Ford said no.
Okay.
Yeah, he said no. He said if I give New York money, then every city will come for money when they have some trouble. He said, you made the trouble, now you work it out.
That's good answer. You both class, right? You have created this situation. Now you said this.
They used to borrow money from the banks every year. The city government of New York used to borrow money from the banks. Yes, they won't loan any more money because they know the tax money won't come in.
This is because the bank is refusing loan to the municipality. Of course, it becomes.
That means the city will increase their taxes for the public.
You see, public is moving from the city. Where is the social?
That's a big problem. All the rich people are living because they're getting so much tax and so many other problems. And big business also is leaving.
Right, that leaving?
Just to the suburbs, outside the city.
Oh.
Also, they move their headquarters to other cities, newer cities. Just like in Dallas, that area, Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
This is the way of life. We lead to such disasters. You know, most artificial disasters. Not natural. This bus goes this way, I see everything better.
Not like
this. Still, they have to run. I see this.
They cannot start it. That means so much less than.
Not only bus, I've seen aeroplane from Nairobi to London, yes. We are pipetting at port there.
No, but food.
Huh?
We're bringing food.
Yes.
Yes.
Such a big plan containing so much petrol.
Better.
No, but food.
It's a problem.
Any time you have that experience.
That is what is happening with these big planes. They're building these as big as
747. Supersonic.
Yeah, the big jets. And no one can, there's not enough people to fly in them. Therefore, they have to finish them, they have to scrap the big jets. They're not of any use. There's not enough people to fly. They're coming to the end of their technological research. Also in the cars, they cannot, there's one car, the Volkswagen, they cannot refine the body anymore. So now they're simply making the same car each year without any change in the design because they've reached the perfection of their design and they're not making any more advancement. They're coming to a halt.
When they come to a halt with their sexy gun, they have designed so many ways sexy guns. They were telling me that some beach are naked all night up there.
Oh, yes. And I pray also. They reserve a certain beach for naked bathers.
We did not have sex with them. When is it going to end? He is meant for solving the problem.
Yeah. Usually those type of persons, they just study the problems. But,
what is it that anyone can study? That's why we are the most practical thing to do.
He's throwing a big salary for studying.
He's getting a big research salary.
He's teaching others how to study the problems,
but there's no solution. They have no solution, actually.
Solution is there. Let everyone produce your own food. There's so much land. Utilize it. The solution is there. No. They want to sit down on the table chair in a very nice compartment and making solutions. Wrong book.
He was saying that your solution was too simple. He said the people were not.
They say it is finished. That is the only solution.
It used to be
into the basic system. You cannot use anything which you cannot produce. Double digit, we are using, but according to the basic system, you should not use it. because I cannot produce it.
Can you hold anything? Nobody manifests service. Because there is no customer. If I refuse this use of this machine, and thinking that I cannot produce it, I should not use it, then where is the customer? The so-called industry is automatically stopped, and he has to go to the way of life.
Some of the Orthodox hippies have this philosophy. And they reject all machines and things that they cannot make.
I didn't answer. But they are not led by Bush either. Otherwise, next alternative is this, that we have to give up this artificial way of civilization.
Now this land is bigger. We can produce so much food grains. We use flour, vegetables, grains, we can produce. This land is very good land for producing potato, watermelon. Very good land. But we need danger. This is the suitable land for producing water.
Watermelon is such a nice thing in potato. You boil potato and take watermelon. Your full meal is very innocent and simple food.
In one science magazine, very published recently, there's an article by a man who says we'll not eat meat because the plants don't have any fatty tissues for making brain tissue.
That's
so they say.
Your brain is causing bankruptcy, and you still want to develop this rubbish brain? Begging money, give us money, so that we can function. And what is the use of this brain? Bankruptcy. Advising that you better have burn your brain, so that you may not create any more disaster. To keep his brain for animal masturbation. And the brain wants his interest.
He says that the brain of man is bigger because man has been eating meat for so long.
The world is full of rascals. And they are leaders. The path leads for the other one. The blind man is leading other blind. Already begun, the hippies are going to the forest. You see, the whole world situation. Everything will be chaos.
But if they actually go to the forest, then that will be
it is disappointment. It is simply disappointment. That is not solution. But people will do that. When one is mad, he doesn't know what to do. Let me go to the forest. Achunna dharadjavina vatsanti jivaram. Jivi means mountain and karanam means forest. Giving us their hat and form. They are already giving us the home while children are doing that.
Actually, in so many cases, the hippies, they went to the forest and because there was no standard of where somebody was there, they became discouraged also. They ran into the same problems in the forest that they had in the cities.
Yeah.
So therefore, many of these communities that they started back in about 10 years ago, 1960s, have all folded up because there was no, nothing to hold them together.
It is my engagement. But we are proposing to eat nicely, live nicely, and start sleeping. This is indeed. They are not nothing then. How they live. Anandamaya bath. Every village should be one from place. But this place is finished. Therefore, Raghavan Madhikasa, now they sit, let them sit out pleasure from Brahma. But that they do not know. Now the situation is and no money is, then they will tax those who are living. They will be disturbed by taxes. Their mother needs karupirita. Karo means tax and pirita means disturbed. They will be there.
And they will also be forced out.
Yes. Such a huge city. If there is no money, they will tax those who are living there more and more. That is only our target. Actual peaceful life, then produce your own necessities in life and chant Hare Krishna. This is not the school. This is not it. What is the use of running 50 miles by car to go to one's office and sit down in the office and make plan how to exploit others. This is business. Make some plan, bluff people, advertisement, and money is done. This is good. They are not giving anything, simply bluffing. There's a crossword. They are engaged in making solution. Not that crossword.
Crossword in a puzzle?
Yes.
The whole day they are making children. This is their means of argument.
That's it.
He has taken that word very serious, first class.
The whole civilization is not there. The produce in fourth class. And that's the fact.
So the man will have to admit it.
Yeah.
All the universities and high-class schools for simply producing
first class.
Yeah.
They're discussing in the university homosexuals. God. Advancement of education. They're not even first class, man. They're animals. Producing so many animals. Dogs are horses. They begin summer. Back to business.
Yeah.
Control the sense and keep the mind undisturbed. That is the
beginning.
Yeah. They are so much sexually disturbed that this person the profit of homosexuality. Where is the slut, man?
They say that homosex keeps the balance of things because
fourth class man can't say anything.
Yeah.
But we are not going to hear. Fourth class man's philosophy. We'll have to waste our time to hear them. That's not it. They're not even fourth class. They're animals.
Class has got some position.
But they're Marathama. The rest of the mankind. So, what that philosophy and we're going to try this time to hear about the philosophy.
In that verse, it says, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Astikyam,
What is the difference between Jnanam and Vijnanam?
Jnanam means theoretical, Vijnanam means practice.
Thank you, Tom. Movement is big Jnanam.
Yeah. He is in goodness, but sometimes he is attacked by the other two base qualities, passion and ignorance, when he falls. But there is chance of being contaminated. That is not pure goodness. Pure goodness is never contaminated. That is.
So pure goodness means those eight qualities mentioned in the Gita, but without any contamination of the lower qualities.
Yes. Material world, goodness is prone to the contact. The spiritual world, the other two qualities there, not exist. So there is no question. Here, all men are covered by these two base qualities. Or man or animal level, passion and ignorance. Therefore, first of all, they have to be brought to the platform of goodness. And if they can teach goodness uncomfortably, they can some.
Just like you say, some of the devotees, they fall down, they are striving to be in a mode of goodness. If there's some fear, they still fall down?
Lord Vishnu Swami was telling us once that sincerity must be combined with spiritual strength.
Yes, spiritual strength means sincerity, and sincerity means spiritual strength. I mean, before the fire, before the deity, before my spiritual master, the rightful officer, the rules and regulations. If I don't follow, then what is my concern?
The devotees, they're trying to be in the mode of goodness, in the Bhagavad Gita.
Trying, then why do you take initiation and promise? The child, first of all, he fixed that. Why do you cheat? Krishna, spiritual master, the path. You are not Krishna, you should not trust in him. But
in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna,
you can fall down unconsciously. But if you fall consciously, that is cheating. I do not want, I am trying to keep myself steady, but still if I fall, that is excuse. But if we perpetually, just like the Christian atonement, they go to the church and admit, yes, I have done this sinful activity. So I pay you something, excuse. That kind of, that is not sincerity.
And again next week, he does the same thing.
But not sincere. What would an example of unconscious fall down be?
And also fall down that, suppose I am prone to, I was fond of smoking, so I have given up. So, in a society, there is smoking, so I become induced of asking a cigarette. And unconsciously, there is smoke. Then I must be filled to what I have done. That is a school. But if I secretly smoke, and outwardly I show I am a devotee, so what is this? It is cheating.
This is the thing about what he said, that sometimes the many entities are compelled to act because of lust.
Yes.
Even unwillingly.
That is, willingly when it is done, that is it. And willingly when it is done, it is cheating. Because there was a moral rearmament movement. But it flourished for some day. That process was admission of into that. And that Christian method. So, I'll admit that now again, I think. Yes, I have done this. Then I have my call. Jason is gone. Then again I did. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Kunyara Sausava. The elephant. Elephant cleaning. Elephant cleans very nicely in the water. And as soon as they turn on the land, they will take dust on. What is your attention? Kunyara Sausa. It means, again he become unclean. And what is the use of clean?
Many devotees wish, now they have become devotees and have had so much bad training, they wish that they could have gone to Gurukula so they would not be so mistrained.
Srila Prabhupada, one boy in Sydney, he's been a devotee for a few years, 3 or 4 years, but now he has fallen away because of lusty association, I suppose, or bad association. So is this unwilling or willing? Because he's become attracted to women again.
I think one of the defects our society that women are there and not false victims of the soul. And it is not possible to keep the society strictly for men. Very well. But actually, no man should live in the temple. That is it.
Baba, the Christians have one place for the women and another place for the men, but we find the women can't organize themselves very well, so it's difficult to organize something like that also.
Therefore, if we do not give up lusty desire, either we keep separately or together, we fall down. There are convent schools. Sharing in Akka is started. It means that the authority of the Shastra is supplying young woman to this receptor. And they will be money.
Where is that Ashra?
Brahmachari.
In Kakara?
Yes. And in India. There are one many branches.
They call him Brahmacharini?
Yes. Yeah. Because nowadays, almost every guy is unmarried. So, they have divided this ashram, comes there. And, well, can be sold because one woman supplied 800
They come from pilgrimage.
Huh?
They come from pilgrimage.
No, no. They will send to your house. Great money.
I think it is sooner. It takes time, it is less than for going there.
Oh, I came the short way.
Oh, you come by the short way.
Yes.